Now we have council candidate for the North Ward, Joshua Wood. Joshua, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
What's your background?
I'm born and raised in Ballarat, and I'm ready to be an active member of the community, more so than what I have been in the past.
Are you a member of a political party?
Not a member of any political party.
What's your reaction to the findings of the investigation into Ballarat City Council?
The investigation has raised some key issues in regards to conflict of interest and a number of other key areas into the Ballarat City Council, and my reaction is that which is shared by a lot of people. I feel that some people have said that we need to make a stand, and I'm one of those people, and that's why I'm here, ready to stand for council.
What are the key issues for Ballarat?
I think water's a key issue, especially in regard to the drought that we're experiencing and in regard to climate change. I think that we need to look at sustainability for Ballarat, and it's good to have a plan, the Blueprint Ballarat, looking at 2030, but I think we need to go a bit further than that.
Let's pick up on the water issue. Do you support the diversion of stormwater and ultimately treated wastewater into Lake Wendouree?
Not at all. I think we need to realise that if we're going to look at the possibility of recycled water into our water supplies, then we don't need to waste time and money in filling up Lake Wendouree for aesthetic value, whereas we can still use the tourism dollar from a dry lake to really boost the economy.
What are the other sustainability issues for you?
There's the sustainability around infrastructure. I think it's important that we look at planning for the future and plan for big business to come into Ballarat and be ready to really drive forward the idea that Ballarat is a city that's growing and really plan for businesses and for people to come to Ballarat.
Do you think Ballarat's got enough water to support the increased housing development?
I don't think we do at the moment. I think we've got enough water to sustain who we've got here, but we need to look at further ways to sustain further development.
Let's look at some other major projects like the Civic Hall. What do you think of this redevelopment proposal?
I think the Civic Hall is an underutilised area at the moment, and it's really good to see that the current council and council even before that have made an issue of it and are really looking to do something with it, and I think it's something we need to look at. If the proponents don't secure the money, we really need to look at the current site of the Civic Hall and what it's used for and possible ventures that can be expanded on.
The sale yards have been sold and will be moved to a site yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this?
I think the sale yards being sold is a good step forward. It's been on the agenda for many years, and the group that has been chosen has been chosen on their merit, and it's going to be an interesting process to see how they proceed from here on.
What would you like done with the existing site should the sale yards move?
The current site's in a really good location, and I think it would be good to see it used as a possible recreation reserve in conjunction with Vic Park just across the road. And there's also the possibility of industrial development there, being there's big industrial development in the area, so it'd be good to have a look at that as well.
Joshua Wood, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Dominic.